I have a question for Chu Cheng. In terms of, in your last slide, you mentioned the supply response in international markets. And I was wondering to what extent you'd looked at that in terms of what this means in the international markets and what that response is, what the effects of that response is likely to be. Because my concern is lots of countries are making the same assumption and what this might mean globally.
This is actually not my own research, so I don't really know much about it. So, but I know Brian Loma and James Hansen at ERS, they used the China model of ERS to look at what happens if the irrigated acreage has to reduce. What's going to happen? And what they see is that actually in other regions of China and in USA, there's going to be increased production of wheat if North China is going to reduce wheat production. But I don't remember the exact number.